Despite laws that protect the right to vote, voter participation has generally declined since the 1960s. In the last two presidential elections, Hawaii had the lowest voter turnout in the country. To find out why, we called reporter Jan Ten Brogenkate earlier this week. He covers elections for the Honolulu Advertiser, and he said that voter turnout in Hawaii actually used to be quite high.
The turnout was in the 80 and 90th percentile in the 1960s, when it was a very politically active state. We had just gotten statehood. People had been involved in that political struggle. The unions were flexing their muscle, taking over the politics of the state after years of control by you might argue the plantation powers. But as the Democratic Party and the unions solidified their position, there didn't seem to be the same major issues or the same major interest, and turnouts dropped. At the same time, we had a lot of new people moving in. After Hawaii became a state, the number of people moving in from the mainland United States was fairly significant, and nationwide there's a tradition of newcomers voting at much lower levels than longtime residents.
So apathy, basically, has set in.
Apathy and a sense among newcomers that they don't yet understand the issues and so don't have a reason to vote.
Now, last year, I remember it was quite a big deal when, on the eve of the presidential election, Vice President Dick Cheney came to Hawaii. Can you remember the last time that a presidential candidate campaigned there?
In terms of campaigning, I don't know that a presidential candidate has ever campaigned in Hawaii. One of the reasons is that Hawaii, since statehood, has been, as I suggested, strongly Democratic, and it tends not to be a battleground state.
People aren't holding their breath there when it's election day.
No.
Now, the Voting Rights Act was meant in part to really remove obstacles that had kept minority groups from voting. But I understand that there are some Hawaiians who've chosen to opt out altogether from the political system.
It's not a significant number, but there are a few people, and some of them prominent in the Hawaiian community, who have rejected their American citizenship in claiming the right to establish themselves as citizens of a Hawaiian nation.
These are indigenous? How do they refer to themselves?
Indigenous Hawaiians, Native Hawaiians, people who carry the blood of the people who were here on the day that Captain Cook arrived.
These days, how do Hawaiians reflect on their lack of voter participation compared to the rest of the country?
In Hawaii, Hawaiians tend to be people of who are ethnically Hawaiian. But
Hawaiian residents,
generally, I suspect there are a lot of folks who have the same position that people who don't vote elsewhere have, and that is, you can't trust them. Why should I vote for them? Or I don't care. Or it's not important to me to vote.
Jan Ten Brogenkate is a staff writer for the Honolulu Advertiser. Thanks so much for speaking with us.
My pleasure.